Well, it's time for Dial-A-Doc, and today a neat subject as we're turning the corner towards the holidays. It's time again for the FHN Festival of Trees Holiday Gala. And this year's FHN is giving a nod to the 1940s in the film Casablanca. Joining us now, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, it's Tanya Meyer. Good morning, Tanya. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What a cool theme this year, Casablanca. Can you give us some details about this year's gala?
Sure. It's going to be this Friday night, so it's coming up here pretty quick. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Grand River Hall, and all the funds that we raise at the gala are going to be for our Family Counseling Center. And we have a great theme, as you mentioned, it's Casablanca. So we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the movie, and it's going to be the 1940s theme.
That'll be cool. We'll kind of circle back to maybe some costumes and that type of thing. How many years have you been doing the FHN Festival of Trees?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know how long we've been doing it. 15 years, maybe longer? I'm not sure.
Well, that's great when it's been so long, you're not exactly sure. And I'm sure essential for all the things that FHN and the foundation do. The proceeds this year, they're going to support the FHN family counseling efforts in the area. And what types of services does that include?
Sure. So the Family Counseling Center is located over in our Exchange Street site, and they focus on behavioral health services. So they do assessment, treatment, and planning. They have individual therapy, group therapy, psychiatric services. They do family, marital, couples therapy. They're there for crisis intervention. They also work a lot with the youth in our community, doing substance abuse prevention and education. So they're pretty much a full-service behavioral health organization. We also have our very popular Beyond Words pet therapy program, where we have our pet therapy dogs that will go into schools or into the hospital or where needed and provide therapy services.
They must go over very, very well. You see with everybody, but in particular with elderly people or people that are in a hospital, when an animal comes in, they're like magnets.
Yes.
All right. I have some information here on telehealth initiative. What can you share with us? What is that?
Yeah, this is our new initiative. We're just in the process of setting it up. So it allows us to take the psychiatric services that are offered, not just here at our Exchange Street location, but to bring psychiatrists from all over to our clinical spots. So if there's someone out in Stockton or Lena who would like to have to visit with a psychiatrist but doesn't want to make the trip to Madison or to Chicago or to even Freeport, we have the telehealth initiative, which brings that information kind of like Skype or FaceTime into the clinic, where they can sit in a private room and have a screen there and meet with a psychiatrist.
Back to the gala, your Festival of the Trees, by the way, we're talking about this with Executive Director from FHN, the FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer. And what all goes on at the gala?
Well, we bring a lot of fun. So we have casino games where we provide, upon entry, a bunch of poker chips. This is fake money, so don't get too excited, but we give you a handful of poker chips and send you to our casino tables. We have blackjack, roulette, craps tables, and poker, so you can gamble the night away depending on how well you win. If you lose all your chips, you can always buy more. But it's a fun time. In the meantime, we have, of course, a silent auction where we can raise more money for Family Counseling Center. We have great food. We have the Moroccan theme, but we also have some traditional appetizers. You definitely will not leave hungry. And then, of course, there's complimentary beverages and a cash bar.
And all the people you want to be seen will be there. Now, can folks come in 1940s costumes?
Absolutely. I've been hearing all week about different costumes people are putting together with the 1940s theme. Of course, it's not required. There'll be your regular gala attire as well, but I think we'll see some fun costumes out there.
Yeah, there'll be some people maybe hitting some of the local stores that have resale things, or maybe digging through the closets or seeing what mom and dad have around 1940s costumes.
Or getting out their movies and watching Casablanca to see what was worn back then.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and the 75th anniversary of the classic film Casablanca, of course. Mm-hmm. You have a sheet here you sent with all kinds of information on here, Tanya, and this one is Celebrate the Season, and there's so many things going on. The Festival of Trees, you got the community holiday tree lighting, holiday storytelling. There's so many things going on. You must be very busy organizing all of this.
Well, it's a group effort. Our marketing department, along with a lot our FHN leadership, we really put a lot into Festival of Trees. We want to celebrate this season. It's a season of giving. It's a time to be thankful, and we really want Freeport and the communities around us to enjoy it. So we put together a lot. Like you mentioned, we do the holiday tree lighting, which is going to be November 18th, so that's coming up. Storytelling at the library. The Highland Youth Choir is performing. There's going to be singing at the King with area schools. Of course, we do some movies at the Lindell Theater. And then the Festival of Giving, we partner with Big Radio to have people donate toys that we then give to the Salvation Army. So there's lots of events going on. The library will have the Festival of Trees contest. I'm always impressed by the creativity of different organizations in our community that decorate trees that are put on display in the library. So lots of fun ways for us to celebrate the season and think about all that we're grateful for and we appreciate.
That's a wonderful thing, and I know that people love to give when they can and where they can, and sometimes it's just giving them the opportunity to give and help others. Now, this year's gala, the Festival of the Trees, where is that going to be held again?
It's going to be held at the Grand River Hall this Friday, November 16th. Now, the Grand River Hall is at 101 South Liberty Avenue, so right before you go over the bridge. So it's right downtown. It's a new venue for us this year, and it's, again, at 7 o'clock from 7 to 11 this Friday night.
Can anyone attend?
Yep, we have tickets on sale. You can go on to FHN.org and buy a ticket at $65 a person, or we do sell tickets at the door. So if your plans that you have for Friday fall through and you'd like to come out and help support Family Counseling Center and our behavioral health services, come on up to the door. We'll sell you a ticket then.
Now, this is also the time of year when people may be thinking of making year-end contributions to organizations like the FHN Foundation. What kinds of suggestions and opportunities do you have for anyone looking to become a donor?
Sure. Well, they can go online to FHN.org, and we have that Donate Now button they can click on the top. But what we really want people to think about this time of year when they're thinking about what they're thankful for and gratitude is the healthcare worker, maybe it's a provider or a nurse or someone at a local clinic that has made an impact in their life. Maybe it's helped them through a difficult time or a family member, possibly our hospice or our cancer center. And we would love for them to make a gift in honor of that person or in memory of someone who's passed. And any gift that's made to the foundation in honor of a specific department, cancer center, hospice, then goes to that department so they can use it to buy the tools they need to help provide the best patient care they're able to do. So we certainly appreciate anyone who would like to make a donation in honor or memory of a department, of a provider, or of a loved one. And then that money in turn will be used to help us buy equipment. We recently upgraded some software in our cancer center, and the upgrade alone cost just under $100,000. Our foundation recently bought a surgery table to do hip replacements. That table was $79,000. So nothing around here is cheap. It's all, and which you don't want it to be when we're talking about healthcare, but certainly the price is high. So we look to our donors to help us keep FHN as much as we can in the newest technology with the state of our equipment so we can in turn provide exceptional healthcare.
And a golden opportunity, and cancer touches all of us in some way or another. We all know someone who's had cancer or has died from cancer, and what a great way to help out with some of your cancer things. And people can be specific as to where the money goes, which department. So there's usually some department that means more to other people than others, and that can go directly to that one, correct?
Yep, absolutely. We recently had some gifts made to our cardiology services, and it allowed us to buy a new treadmill for the cardiac rehab department. So certainly someone who's benefited from our cardiac rehab services, maybe have been to our cath lab or been in the rehab, they wanted to make a gift in honor of that. We typically have to replace equipment in our therapy areas. So we always appreciate any support we can get.
Well, a golden opportunity to help out and have a good time. It's this Friday, November 16th, Grand River Hall. That's a 101 South Liberty Avenue in Freeport, 7 to 11, $65 a person. Now, if people want to find out more about the gala or about the FHN Foundation, where should they go to?
They can go to fhn.org/gala, and that will give them all that information. Or they can always call our office. Our number here is 815-599-6900. And Hillary and I can answer their questions.
We've been talking with Executive Director of FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us on Dial a Doc today, Tanya. And have a wonderful celebration at your Friday night event, the FHN Festival of the Trees. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. That's FHN and Dial-A-Doc. This is WBGR Big FM 93.7.